We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're thankful for the privilege of having you as a part of our congregation, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing. Scriptures tell us, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And since the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth, we know that He will always lead us right. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service today to this precious people, and we're trusting that wherever our broadcast is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each and to every soul. If there be those who do not know Thee, we pray that You might be able to use us and use this broadcast to point souls to the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And those who are endeavoring to live for Thee, to please Thee, may the broadcast be a blessing and an encouragement to them. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We are thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with you, and we do appreciate those who let us know that it's a blessing to them. From Pennsylvania, we have this short note. "Dear Brother Craig, just a note to say, I hear you over WJSM, Martinsburg, Pennsylvania, and enjoy the music and preaching also. We would be thankful if you would take time to let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to you. And at the close of our broadcast today, we will be giving you our mailing address."
when I'm down and so in strife. He is always by my side. If I falter or run and hide, He is there and He's my guide. I need no compass to show my way. He will lead me day by day. Heart is filled with pain, and old Satan comes back again. I just run for the mountainside. Jesus keeps me, and He's my guide. I need no compass to show my way. He will lead me day by day. If I only in Him abide, and He's my guide. He's my guide.
Our subject for today's broadcast, He Leadeth Me. In the beautiful 23rd Psalm, and part of verse 3, we read, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The word lead means, in part, to show the way to, or direct the course of, by going before, to guide or cause to follow, to guide or direct, as by persuasion or influence, to a course of action or thought. That's according to Webster's Dictionary. First, on our broadcast today, I'd like to consider some bad leaders. We read in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 29, a violent man enticeth his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. Also, we read in Matthew chapter 15, part of verse 14, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Jim Jones, a man who was started out at least as a pastor in Indiana some years ago, moved to California, and he got a following, and in the due course of time, he began to make people believe that he was almost a god, and there was criticism and opposition, so he persuaded his followers to move to South America. A congressman, whose people were a lot of, in his district, were a lot of those that were following Jim Jones, went to this country in South America to investigate the situation, and when he arrived, they murdered him. And Jim Jones saw that he was in danger and in a bad situation, so he proceeded to persuade or in maybe in some instances, to force his followers to commit suicide. And whenever others went to investigate the situation, there were hundreds of dead bodies lying around. I say he started out as a pastor of a certain denomination in Indiana, but through the course of time, he got off track and became a supposed god to these people and led them to where they eventually committed suicide or were forced to kill themselves. Another one that is well known in past history is Joseph Stalin. He started out as a man who supposedly was interested in the people, and whenever he gained power, he became a cruel dictator, and he began to socialize the country and further the ideas of communism, and as a result, thousands, yea, millions of people were moved to other parts of the country and eventually starved to death or died in other ways. And we know that Joseph Stalin was responsible for the death of millions of people. And he was indeed a cruel dictator, a cruel leader. He was able to persuade people to turn their lives over to him, in effect. And after he gained power, it wasn't whether they willingly did or not, he forced them to follow out his commands and his will, or else he put them in some camp somewhere, either a prison camp or a work camp, and they were treated very evilly. And another man that is well known in history is the man Adolf Hitler. He started out in a rather small way, but he began to get followers, and in the due course of time, he became the ruler of Germany, and he misled the German people and caused them to enter into projects and efforts which led to the Second World War and to the death of millions of people. Not only his own people, but millions of people of other countries suffered death because of the evil activities and the ability of this man to blind the minds of the people, and cause them to follow him. And we might refer also to some religious leaders who have predicted that Jesus Christ was going to come on a certain day, and they have gained followers by the thousands, and some even sold their property and canceled their bank checks and so on, bank records and so on and so forth, and dressed up in a way that they were going to church service in their nice clothes, gathered together, waiting for the Lord Jesus to come. But that day that was prophesied came and passed without the Lord Jesus coming. I don't know how many people have set days and dates for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all of them have proven to be wrong. Yet, for some reason or other, they have been successful in blinding people, as Jesus said in the scripture that I quoted a while ago from Matthew 15:14, the blind lead the blind, and both shall fall into the ditch. They have some kind of an explanation as to why Jesus didn't come on the day they predicted, and the amazing part about it is they continue to have people to follow them after they have made these false predictions and have deceived the people. Now, there is a reason for this. It's not just a man. There are two great powers in the world. One is good and one is evil. Of course, the greatest power of all is the power of God. And he is good and gracious, and he leads people right, and he loves people, and he does that which is best for the people. But there is another power, second only to God, and that's an evil power that we commonly call Satan or the devil. Of course, the word devil means destroyer, and the word Satan means adversary. And this evil power is indeed a person, or a spirit rather, that leads people wrong. He never leads people right. He is totally evil, total darkness, and he has multitudes of people following him. Far more people are following this evil power today than those who are following the true and the living God, the good power, the one who loves us, the one who cares for us, the one who blesses us with all of our blessings. It's amazing in a way that so many people will follow this evil, ungodly power rather than following the true and the living God, who gives them even their very life, their very breath is given to them by God. Our text says in Psalm 23, talking about the Lord, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And that's the only way that the Lord will lead anyone, is in the paths of righteousness. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. God led Israel through Moses and led them out of Egyptian bondage. Thou in thy manifold mercies forsook them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night, to show them light and the way wherein they should go. That's Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 19. And this verse of Scripture shows us how that God leads. Thou in thy manifold mercies forsook them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Again, I say, God always leads in the pathway that is right, and Satan always leads in the pathway that is wrong. It is a grave responsibility to be a spiritual leader. Secular leaders often demand and focus on that which is important to them in material things. True spiritual leaders, and I emphasize the word true spiritual leaders focus on the needs of those they lead. Many times they ask, they give, they are not lords over God's heritage, but they are servants to the flock. It is a privilege to be led by the Lord and by the Holy Spirit. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the Scriptures tell us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Jesus said in regard to the Holy Spirit, whenever He is come, He will lead you and guide you into all truth, and He will give you power to be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So we read in this beautiful 23rd Psalm. He leadeth me again in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake and for our good. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. So we read in Psalm chapter 5 and verse 8. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Psalm 25 verse 5. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. So we read in Psalm chapter 43 and verse 3. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. The Lord will lead you in the way everlasting, but Satan will lead you in the way of destruction. Remember in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us of two ways. The narrow way that leads to life eternal, and that's the way the Lord would lead us, and the broad road that leads to destruction, and that is the way that Satan leads. O God, search me, know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We read in Psalm 61 and 2, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Yes, there are battles, there are trials, and there are tests that come to Christians. We don't sit down in a rocking chair and rock our way to glory. God has given us an armor to fight, and we are to fight the good fight of faith, and we are to endure hardness as a good soldier, and we are not to think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try us. But the psalmist said, Psalm 61 and 2, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And of course, Jesus Christ is the rock. And if we stand on the rock, we need never fall. The Holy Spirit is given to lead us, and the Word of God is also given to guide us. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my pathway. And so the Holy Spirit is given to us to lead us, and the Word of God is given to us to guide us. For as many, again I say, as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that's Romans 8 and 14. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit, is come, He will guide you into all truth. And that's John 16 and 13. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verses 25 and also verse 16. And Micah tells us what the Lord requires of us. That He has shown us the good way. And what He requires of us is that we love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly with our God. Now our eternal destiny will be determined by who we let lead us. Let me read the definition again from Webster's Dictionary in regard to lead. To show the way to, or direct the course of, by going before to guide. To guide or to cause to follow. To guide or direct, as by persuasion or influence, to a course of action or thought. And again, I remind my congregation, there are two powers. One is great, almighty God, God of light, God of justice, a God of mercy. The other power is satanic, evil, and ungodly, and he will lead you in the way of destruction. And so, beloved, it determines our eternal destiny, is determined by who leads us. Of course, I would encourage you to let the Lord lead you, for he will lead you in the way of everlasting life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you that you have spared your word, kept your word for us, and we have it today. We also thank you for the precious Holy Spirit who inspired holy men of old to write the Scriptures, and we have the same precious Holy Spirit to help us to understand the Scriptures. We trust that this broadcast service today has proven to be a blessing to souls, and they will consider who they are allowing to lead them. For our prayer and our desire is that they be led by the Lord and that they have eternal life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that our service has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, we would encourage you to write us and let us know. Now, our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I'd like to remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, and you can listen to a number of our Way of Truth broadcasts if you've missed any, for there is an archive there of a number of our broadcasts. You may also join us in our services. Our services are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org, and our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. That's Eastern Daylight Time, of course, www.wayoftruth.org. And we invite you to be a part of our congregation at that time, 20 minutes before 11 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the evening. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you. It's our sincere prayer.
When my soul was black with sin, and I had no peace within, Jesus came and changed my life. Now I have abiding peace that doth ever increase, for the Savior changed my to pray, but he came and changed my life. Oh, what love he had for me when he died on the tree. By his power he changed my life. He changed because he changed. and peace divine filled this longing heart of mine when He came and changed my life. Now I know I'll live again with the Christ there to reign, for by grace He changed my life. He changed my life one day and taught me how to pray. I tell the world about His love and my sweet home in heaven above, all because